Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Then you got these people that
pictures they ass half out. But then talking about, don't ask me for my number, don't ask. I mean, you politicking like you down the fuck. But then you like, don't ask me for my number, don't inbox me saying, hey, baby, nice ass. What you want me to say? Cute eyebrows?
Well, I think that goes by the type of picture you put up is the type of response you're going to get. If you put a picture up showing your ass, that's the kind of responses you're going to get. So that's on you. Whatever picture you put up, that's on you. You know, nobody talk about your ass. Don't put a picture of your ass up there.
My point exactly. That's what I'm trying to figure out. It's like, man, you know, like, God damn, y'all actually get mad because a motherfucker say something to you about it. But then you got a picture of your ass in the air. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand it, dog. It just get to the point, like, ain't that just, I mean, you defeating the purpose when you do that. I mean, how can you get on there and say, don't disrespect me or nothing like that, but then on the same breath, you got your ass hanging up in the air. I mean, I'm not understanding that, man.
I will never understand that. Makes no sense to me. None whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? Don't say this to me. Don't say that to me. But that's how you portray yourself. You know what I mean? If you got on some booty shorts bent over, and I'm going to comment, damn, nice ass, girl. And then you come back to me like, why you disrespecting me? What the fuck you putting that shit up there for? You put it up there because you want motherfuckers to say something. That's what it is, man. They want that attention, but then when you give it to them, now you're being disrespectful.
I'm really trying to figure that shit out, man. I mean, oh, man, I'm having a little technical difficulty. For some strange reason, they logged me out of the chat room, and I'm trying to get back in, and they ain't letting me back in. What is the oh, never mind. I know what the problem is. Never mind.
I can't look at it right now.
I know what it was.
Okay.
So what's good with you, man?
Yeah, man, just chilling. You know what I mean? I got a big ass lot of shit going on with the gig and so forth. But shit, other than that, I'm gravy, baby. You know what I'm saying? I love my life. I'm just feeling good, man. You know what I mean? I got me a little bit this weekend. Shit,
I'm feeling gravy,
baby.
Oh, did you not?
Yeah, man. You know, I was feeling a little bit upset about what we talked about earlier that day. You know, because, it didn't come through. But the night turned out all right. Feel me?
About to say you got the pussy. I mean, that got to be great in itself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like Nino Brown on their ass, man. It's my world. World is mine. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can't help but to feel good about getting some ass.
Yeah, of course, man. But
okay. I gotta ask the question, man. Where's our super producer?
Sleep.
Oh my god.
That's a story for another day, man.
I mean, we're trying to, hey, like I said, before we get too hot and heavy, you know, we got the open forum going on tonight where I figure motherfuckers speak their mind about whatever the fuck they want to speak their mind about tonight. How you feel about that, dog?
I'm with that, man. I'm with that. You know, just keep it real, folks. Say what's on your mind. Nothing off limits.
Always, nothing. Not a goddamn thing. I mean, like I said today, I mean, I know what me and you talked about yesterday, but I said, you know what, man? I'm going to keep it pleasant today. I'm gonna keep it pleasant because I don't feel like going through all the drama and the arguing and the fussing. I don't even want to get my motherfucking self upset about it. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, hey, since you don't, I will. I pick up the slack. Fuck them.
That's hey, my model for tonight. I'm digging this new chat room, man. This new chat room, this motherfucker got it going on, dog.
That's what I like to hear, man. That's what I like to hear. Anybody,
man.
I can't get in there with you right now, but I'm there in spirit.
Yeah, I'm flying solo tonight, but shit, I'm going to stay in this motherfucker for a minute, you know what I'm saying? You know how we do, man. Shit. Hey, when it pick up, it's going to pick up. Hopefully, we're going to take off, and that's going to be that. Take off, ain't no coming down. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, shit, she pressed one. Janae, what's up, baby?
Hello. How's everybody?
What's up, Janae?
Nothing much. Doing some work for a class.
I'm about to say, still at the job again?
Oh, this is for school this time. Tomorrow is my last day.
You just about done, ain't you?
Yeah,
should have been your last day?
Tomorrow.
Oh, congratulations. When you graduate?
You. I don't know when they having their next graduation. I don't even care. As long as they give me my diploma.
You know what? I said the same thing in high school. I don't even give a fuck. Just give me my damn diploma. They ain't even want me to walk. They like, fuck it. You ain't even got to walk. I mean, just here, take your shit, go home.
Mm-mm. Oh, fuck that, man. You work hard, man. Fuck that. I'm walking.
Nah, that made my mother and father have to get together. Mm-mm. That'd be a mess.
Fuck that. They got to deal with each other that night. I'm walking. I don't work hard.
Now, you know, technically, we couldn't even get there even if we wanted to, shit. We was rolling with Wick in the bucket, and we got pulled over the night of the graduation. Motherfucker had us sitting on the curb.
That's fucked up.
And the fucked up part, the police was a security guard at the school. We like, man, you know damn well we finna graduate tonight. He like, yeah, to jail. Yeah, y'all finna go graduate from the LC to Crown Point. I mean, I'm like, hell no.
That's fucked up.
Right,
that's
yeah.
Fucked up.
Had us sitting right there on Ivanhoe Court. Had us there like 2 hours, dog, running names.
Man, that's fucked up. I went to my whole of them. Kindergarten, first grade, sixth grade, eighth grade. I'm going all, man.
You know what's fucked up? I've only had 2 graduations in my whole life. Head Start and the sixth grade.
You mean graduations that you was actually a part of?
No, dog. Listen to me. When we got to the sixth grade, we graduated. When we got to the eighth grade, they was like, fuck it, ain't no y'all ain't having no graduation. When I got to high school, hell, I just told you what happened now. So, other than from Head Start to kindergarten and from the sixth grade to the seventh, I've never been in a graduation. Other than them two.
That's fucked up.
I'm serious, dog.
That's fucked up, man.
I ain't never really thought about it, but I guess when you sit back and look at it, I guess it is kind of fucked up.
Shit, it is, man. That's man.
Then when I went to Ivy Tech, what happened was that they gave us, like, you know, we had to do so much in class, then so much on the job training. Shit, we finished that day. Shit, we went out, everybody went out and grabbed a fifth, and hey, that was that.
Yeah, I feel for them, man. I'm sorry for you, dog.
I mean, hey, shit. I mean, it ain't stopped nothing. I mean, shit. Motherfucker still living his life. It ain't like a motherfucker just, you know what I'm saying? Oh, my God, he didn't have a graduation. His life is in ruins. Nah, it wasn't that bad. Hey, Janine, check it out, though. We got a new chat room.
We got a new chat room.
Yeah. It's nice, too. It's nice. And you know the bad part about it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one in here. Father Time ain't even in the chat room with me. I'm the only one in here. I'm by myself in the chat room.
Really? I'm going to have to come check it out.
Yeah, but they said no nudity.
What? What kind of chat room is that?
I don't know. Just Father Time creation.
Well, what is it?
All you got to do is go to sincity.spruce.com. Go and hit chat. Yeah, just hit chat room and, you know what I'm saying, create your little, they're going to actually create a little profile. You know what I'm saying? So that creates a little profile. Hey, come on in the chat room, chill with your boy.
All right. I'm going on here right now.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Shit, that's what I'm talking about. I need somebody in the chat room to talk to or something. All right, well, check this out, Janine, while you're going on now. I mean, today we have an open forum. I mean, it's like whatever the fuck you want to get off your chest, good, bad, ugly, whatever it is, shit, let it rip. You got something for us tonight?
I don't know. I did something crazy this past week that I haven't done in a long time. I had sex in a car.
Is that right?
In the front of a house, in the truck, in the front yard, in broad daylight.
Damn.
And that was really fun. I had so much fun. I hadn't did that in a while.
All righty then.
Hello? What did everybody get quiet for?
I'm trying to make a mental picture.
It was like he sat down and it was just like I rolled it.
Hey.
I know people had to have saw that truck moving like that.
Only in Zen City.
So that was my highlight for the week.
Okay. Shit, you and Father Time was getting it in this weekend, huh?
Really? What did you do, Father Time?
Well, I got a little something. A little fun. It was good. It was all gravy, baby.
Oh, really?
No complaints. None over here anyway.
Oh, okay.
Say, now you ask her, that might be a whole nother story.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. play my shit for me on that one, man. Shit. I don't think so. It is, you better keep it to yourself.
I mean, shit, you ain't going into details with it. But you don't kiss the tail.
No, I can't go into details, dog.
What?
He's shy.
He's shy, he bashful.
Yeah, he's shy. Nobody knows.
Ain't that.
What, she bashful?
I don't know. I can't tell.
But no, you cool on this end.
I mean, you ain't saying nothing bad. It's going to be good, ain't it?
Hey, as far as I know it was.
Oh, God. Damn, what? That ain't good, man. You scared to speak on it.
I could finish telling you about mine, because, you know, I wore a skirt just for that purpose, and I had no panties on.
So, wait a minute, before you even get started, I mean, I know y'all did the damn thing. I know you got it in. So, now, when you got home, did you do this?
Snap that pussy back. Two capfuls of this vinegar. Snap that pussy back.
Oh, of course I does that.
Snap that pussy back. That gotta be
extra wet this time.
Damn. Extra.
Yeah.
Must have been nice.
Probably, yeah, like you got something to say.
I have nothing to say. No, I'm trying to work on my difficulties over here.
Oh, okay.
And for some reason, I'm kind of bogged down right now.
He wanted to tell us what's going on, but he kind of shy. He don't want to get all off into it.
No, shy ain't got nothing to do with it, man. Sometimes you just don't want to hear that bullshit that goes along with it.
I'm just saying, but I mean, if you hit it and you hit it right, you know she had to go home.
Snap that pussy back. Cat pulls in his vinegar. Snap that pussy back.
You know what I'm saying? You have to sit at home like that, dog. You have to sit at home and make it, hey. She got home, that what'd he say? That two cups of vinegar. Hey. Y'all women know how y'all be doing it. Damn, two cups of vinegar. Snap that pussy back. I mean, I really want to do that shit. Really work.
Yes, it does.
I've been hearing the vinegar thing for years, so that shit really works.
Yep.
So you mean tell me you can go 1 o'clock, go get bust down, you know what I'm saying? I get home at 5, you done put some of that old snap back in the water, and you just as tight as you ever was.
Yeah. I have various things that I use.
That's fucked up.
I have the cream for that as well that I rub inside around the walls of my pussy. I have that. And I also do the vinegar and water. And then, of course, the contractions, the Kegels, whatever they call them. That helps it, too.
And before you know, that's fucked up. Before we got home, you already know what they did.
Snap that pussy back.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up, dog.
That is fucked up.
Hey, we do some old fucked up shit. We got to ride around and shit about 35 minutes, 35, 40 minutes. You know what I'm saying? We can't go straight home. We got to ride around 35, 40 minutes and make sure. You know what I'm saying? Hey, go get you a shot of vodka, motherfucking Red Bull. You got to go through all this motherfucking. You say, what the?
We just keep baby wipes in our car.
You know what, Janine?
I was talking about that, stupid. If you were a girl, you'd be like, why you got three baby wipes? We ain't got no kids.
Use
baby wipes.
That's why I got trust issues.
Yeah, I knew.
Exactly why I got trust issues. You just opened up my eyes to a whole new shit now. So you go do what you want to do. Go to the crib, get the cream and all that good shit. I come home and it's like you ain't been nowhere.
Women don't use that all the time just because they cheating. Men want to make they want to make sure that they keep it tight. It might just be for their man. You can't say that it's just done for just because they cheating.
That's why I got trust issues. I don't trust nobody now, for sure. Now I'm checking the bathroom, the medicine cabinet. I'm looking for creams, all kinds of shit now. Yes, indeed. What's the name of that cream?
Don't worry about it.
Right, it's got a little like Noxzema or some shit
about it. You wouldn't even know what it was if you seen it.
Is it tasteless? Because that's the only way. Because I mean, he gonna get down there. He gonna. Oh shit! What this? What is this?
It comes in different flavors. But it's just a cream.
But you know that's amazing to me, because you know they make that kind of stuff for women.
Mm-hmm.
But men don't get no shit like that. You know what I mean?
Y'all get them pumps to try to make y'all dick bigger.
Well, I'm gonna tell you as far as all that go, I'm gonna describe my dick to you. All right, I'm about to describe it to you right now.
We brothers, we got to stop calling these women bitches and hoes. We got to stop.
I'm quit here. Let me stop. Be nice about that. Be nice about that. No, but seriously, what you about to say?
Let me go. I want to go back, man. Let's put it in reverse. Now, if women got the cream, men don't have anything. So if a man, okay, so if you go out, you're cooking with another female, you get to the crib, you get down with your girl, you bust too quick, you cheating. Now, if you flip that, woman can get down with a man early in the day, come back to use his cream shit, and we don't know nothing.
Yeah, but hey, but check this out.
That's a double standard.
I'm gonna tell you. As soon as you bust that nut too quick, I'm gonna tell you what you be thinking in your head.
Damn.
Oh, we got to call it out.
What's up?
Hey. What's up, Selena?
Hey. What's the topic?
Oh, man, we open forum today, man. We have an open forum whatever on your mind, let it go, baby. Whatever on your mind.
Oh, that was good. That was a good one. I'm tickless to death on that one, boy. That was good as hell.
You know damn well, you know when that motherfucker coming up the shaft, he's like, man, you only 2 minutes in. You know that's your first thought process, your whole thought process. You 2 minutes in, and you feel that motherfucker oozing up. Hey.
Damn.
you be hurt.
Okay, I'm back. All right. Let's move on.
Selena, now I was on Facebook. I seen you post something. You didn't chop all your hair off, baby?
Nah, I ain't chopped it all off. I chopped enough off.
Yeah, you said you look like Shemp from the Three Stooges stuff.
That's what my cousin called me. It's real fucked up. Thanks, Zach. God damn it.
I'm just saying.
It's fucked up. But nobody ever see it. Right.
You know, I ain't tripping or nothing. And I'm really glad that, you know what I'm saying, that I really don't mind if you say my real name, because you said my real name all
I did.
The
I'm
time.
Sorry. So, I do, don't
know. I understand. You know, baby, you got to say my name all the time. I might be
I'm
trying
sorry.
To pull a lot. Baby,
I'm
like,
sorry.
I knew that was your gas.
You know I got a short attention span. Shit. I'm sorry. Pass. I got to keep saying it.
Okay, now I'm gonna tell you now. Next time you do that, I'm gonna get upset. And I'm gonna tell you.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
I'm gonna
I
be
said
upset.
I was sorry. I said I apologize. All
right. So what's been going on? I know you got something to air out. What you wanna get off your chest?
I don't got nothing to air out. I'm just chilling. I'm tired. Shit.
Tired.
Yeah, I was just tripping off people being brand new to me this week, but I ain't tripping.
Brand new do you have?
I don't know. They just been acting funny. I don't know. I'm figuring it out. When I figure it out, I'm going to get back to you.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
See,
you,
hey, dog, you acting
brand
new right now. Who, me? Not you. Him. Who? He acting brand new.
I know, because he had to say, don't call him Zach
Popular.
I don't even know what that shit
means,
but I'm
going to
use the fuck out of it.
I know, right?
Oh,
damn. It's an open forum. What was y'all just talking about? I could not
hear. Oh, man. We talking about how y'all old sneaky ass women, how y'all be able to use all that that snap back, you know what I'm saying? Y'all go hit a nigga, come home, put the vinegar in the water and
snap that pussy back.
And we don't know what
you love saying that, you sneaky ass women, or you women shit, don't you? Whatever.
Hey, so what's up, man? You know we up in the chat room too, so you getting in with us tonight?
Nah, I'm not tonight.
You know what? I'm not understanding. Why don't nobody want to get in the chat room?
I'm not. I don't have internet right now. I told you I just moved, so that's a lot of shit that I ain't had time.
Yeah.
You know. So
yeah,
that's my
excuse.
Right. Thank you.
But I think you might do me a favor.
What?
Well, Samina, you can't help me, baby. Janine, why don't you post a picture? Post a picture for me right quick, Janine.
What?
On your page.
Post a picture?
Yeah, any picture you want. Just anything. I just
and let me know that they post it. We was having problems with that. I want to make sure it's fixed.
Oh, okay.
So just post anything. Thank you. Appreciate
uh-huh.
it. Okay, go ahead, dog.
Oh, man, I mean, you know what, man? I'm tonight one of them nights, man. Right. I mean, what's going on, man? What's popping, people? Tonight one of them nights, man. I mean, seems like everybody's unenthused tonight. I mean, I know it's Tuesday. I know the week just started, but God damn, everybody unenthused tonight. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's one of them nights tonight. I mean, come on, man. It's two men on the phone, two women. Let's get it in. Let's have some fun and shit.
I know. This is our show. Get it popping.
Well, I got a question. Somebody asked me earlier.
What?
Why are women, today's women, as compared to, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, why are women hating on each other so much nowadays?
We ain't got shit to do. Next question.
Hell, they feeling each other, man.
Them people got too much time on their hands.
They got to have their guys up.
That's fucked up.
Good one. Hell no.
Good one.
That's fucked up. No, but seriously, like, you know, we advertise on just about all the sites, you know what I mean, because we're trying to get our name out there. But if you go to, like, the Facebook, you see all these women, I mean, some of them are in their, like, 30s and shit,
mm-hmm.
and they just talking shit to each other on each other's posts or whatever the hell you call it. This shit's unreal. It makes no sense to me. I'm going to fuck that bitch up, and then she come back and say, bring it on, bitch. Then the other girl come back and say, bitch, when I see you whooping your ass, I'm like, God damn.
God. And what is about a man? It's about a man. I'm trying to say
10 times out of 10, shit.
That's just that old sniper. Because when they see each other, they just hey, girl. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody I talk about, they love to see women fight. I hate to see women fight because they really don't even fight. Unless the kitty's coming out. Other than that, that's just a waste of energy.
Well,
I don't know what fight you've been fighting.
I know.
<baby.
laughs>
I mean, seriously. I mean, it's got that windmill shit. I mean, the only good part about a woman's fight is the titties. I'm sorry. Judging by y'all pictures, y'all have some great fights.
I have some great fights.
Well, I tell you what, man, when I went to the bar, them girls got in the fight, they was banging. I mean, they looked like motherfucking Mike Tyson versus Ali. Jabbing this shit. I'm like, God damn.
You ain't see no titties?
Nope. But it was a hell of a fight, though. It was a good ass fight. They were scrapping.
Nah, wasn't a good fight, no titties. I'm sorry.
Shit. Man, they was jabbing each other, dude. You couldn't even get in close.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it looked like you was watching a boxing match, man. Straight up. I mean, the one girl hit the other girl with a two piece and kind of knocked on the table. It was over there. It was over. She snatched her weave out and shit. After that, it's a done deal. And then everybody went to jail. They took the shit to the parking lot. Kept going. They just kept going in the parking lot.
Wow.
They were scrapping. Drunk, too? I'm drunk. Right, they was fucked up. But they was banging.
And nobody showed no shit.
Let it go, Zach. I mean, Cass, let it go.
I'm serious. I mean, I at some point, hell, I'd have had to rip a shirt off my goddamn self. Y'all break this shit up.
It was
crazy.
The way they was scrapping, I wouldn't fuck with either one of them. They were some
other size
shoppers, man.
Hey, you remember back in the day, man, those two dykes that used to stay next door to me, Sheila and Erlene.
Titties.
You
talking about that fight?
Is that
the fight you're talking about? I remember that fight.
You remember that fight, though?
Yeah, I remember that. Titties.
I remember that shit. Oh, I got my ass beat, but boy, I started that chat, and boy, it seemed like they just went at it even harder.
Sound like a good project fight.
Man, the neighbor next. Like, she told my mama, she said, yeah. She said, every night, yeah, your son out there hollering, titties, titties, titties. Hey, well, once I got that chance, no, rap. But I knew my mama didn't hear me, so I'm like, okay, cool. Old bitch going down the street going to go tell this leaves.
You always won, man.
But hey. That was a hell of a fight, though.
Yeah, they were banging, man.
Hell yeah. I don't understand. Nice fight every fucking week. They get full of that shit. Huh?
No, I'm just thinking they
would get fucked up every weekend and just start banging. And she looked all the pieces. For her to be so little, oh man, she used to bang her lean big ass.
We don't know them.
And, but you know what the fucked up part was? Well, I ain't gonna even call his name. You know, y'all might know him, so I ain't gonna call his name. But he actually had to, we had a partner. He actually had to grow up in that household. That was the fucked up part. I mean, every time he came outside, motherfucker like, damn, man, your mama a bull dagger. Boy, yeah, man, your mama was in there eating pussy last night.
Wow.
And, I mean, you got to take your mind. It wasn't fashionable like it is now. I mean, it's sexy now. It wasn't fashionable back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Nope. You could see two women right now and be like, damn, that's a turn on. God damn, I even fuck a little stud, bro. But back then, back then, you know, you like, ugh, that's nasty. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Them old man, he ain't making no better. He starts like a bull dagging ass bitches. Oh, pussy licking bitches. I think he probably tried to crack his name at him.
Probably knowing his ass.
You say what?
I say probably knowing his ass.
Well, yeah. I mean, shit, let's call a spade, man. That motherfucker. Because, I mean, as soon as they come out the door, old bud, nagging ass bitches. Get your bitch ass on, bitch. Man, why are you so hard on her? Fuck that old snagging ass, old tack head bitch. I'm like, damn. Why you so hard on them for?
They ain't let his ass in.
Yeah, that's all it was. He probably tried to sneak over there. You know, he used to drink that wine with their ass and shit. Then they send his punk ass home. Then he get mad.
That's all that is.
He didn't want to call all kind of old bull-dagged ass bitches. Those tackhead ass bitch. Like, damn, this dude hit crazy as fuck.
But check this out. Put Janine and Selena.
Mm-hmm.
There's a movie on the site called The Help. Y'all heard about this movie?
Mm-mm. The Help?
Yeah, The Help.
Yeah, about the maid.
Y'all should watch it. I think every black woman should watch this movie. It's a very, very good movie. It's on the site right now.
Oh, okay.
Go watch it. It's a fucking great-ass movie. It's outstanding. I think every black woman should watch it.
Oh, man. That's what they said about that For Color Girls.
No, that's way better than that bullshit, man.
Everybody I know came home irate or mad or crying.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, this is way better than that bullshit, man. Fuck Tyler Perry. I think that motherfucker's gay.
He is gay.
He is not gay.
That dude got to be
gay.
Okay, Janine, let me ask you a question. Name me one movie he ever made where the actual black man was a good guy.
In all of his movies.
But it's always a black racist.
Yeah.
Black guy, you got to be a racist.
And then you got the black hero. He even the shit out.
Yeah.
Then you got the black guy gave his wife AIDS.
Wait a minute. Hold up, dog. I like my boy on the Boondocks. You got the bald man from Law and Order. Then you got the Shamar Moore looking motherfucker with no shirt on. I mean, come on. And only reason he put him in there because he thought he was sexy. That's the only reason he put him in there.
Oh, that ain't nice. Shamar Moore.
Yeah, he was so sexy to me.
And Tyler Perry said the same thing. He's sexy to him too.
He had a lace wig on in that movie.
I didn't like the way he had his hair. I did not like. I couldn't believe they had his head looking like that.
Tyler Perry made him wet.
That's Tyler Perry
light. So he made him wet that shit. I mean, but if you really think about it, there's not too many positive black dudes in this movie.
Four's all over,
Madea's gonna kiss a man.
Well, it won't be the first.
I mean, I'm just saying, the dude is a walking stereotype. He stereotyped the fuck out of black men.
Right.
We got to beat on our women. We cheat on our women. You know what I'm saying? But there's nothing negative about a woman in the movie. There's no negative women in this movie at all.
It is negative women. That bitch who gave her daughter to the man.
You know what I'm talking about?
When she said, you dressed me up and gave me to your husband so he can stay there. Her sister's daddy.
One movie out of six or seven.
Wait a minute, because I got some more for you.
Give me another negative woman.
Okay, the negative woman who was cheating on her man, and had the baby with the, he was supposed to have been the black dude's baby, but it was the white man baby. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, she still came out on top on the end. She ain't go to jail and no shit like that.
She ain't go to jail, but she left everything. I mean, she had herself back for whatever.
I'm gonna tell you like this, and I'm gonna tell you this would be my monologue to the women. If I did a movie, this would, as soon as the movie come on, this is what I'll say to everybody.
We brothers, we got to stop calling these women bitches and hoes. We got to stop it. That's right. Because every bitch ain't a hoe and every hoe ain't no bitch.
You're so goddamn funny, ain't you? You're retarded.
Now, come on, though. Because y'all know Tyler Perry be on that bullshit.
The only movie he made that I liked was the one with the three little girls. What was it called? Three girls.
Daddy's girl.
I did like that one.
He was a convicted felon too. Of course you liked it.
he made him a rapist though.
Well, I know that. I know he was a convicted felon, but the movie as a whole was actually good.
That's the only movie that I would give him props on, even though I still felt like that was fucked up that you made him a fucking convicted rapist.
He wasn't convicted.
No, exactly. Actually, he was showing how black men get railroaded in the system. Because he actually did get convicted, but how his name just got railroaded because some woman lied on him and stuff like that.
White woman, you hear that?
Exactly. It was a white woman.
I didn't catch any of that when I was watching the movie.
Yeah,
I didn't see no railroading.
Why not? Because he's supposed to have been a famous basketball star or something.
Yeah.
Word of mouth about a little white girl after he didn't hit the little girl. You know, she screen raped, so, you know.
Yeah.
You seen that damn part.
Well, you know, but of course y'all relate to it because, you know, he ain't got the feminine type shit going on in his life. So, of course, y'all relate to all these movies because
he
tells his
movies
from a female perspective.
You say he got feminine what?
He tell all his movies from a female perspective. That's why females can, y'all can relate to his movies.
Well, like you said, he got raised by his mother and grandmothers and stuff, so he probably can relate a little bit more than a lot.
I got raised by my mother and my grandmothers and stuff. That don't mean, I'm not feeling
that way. I know, but
you're
not making movies either, Cass. You're not making movies either.
Oh, I didn't make it.
I'm plenty. And I can just only imagine what role the damn girl played in it. Shut up.
She was a star.
I bet she was.
Camera shot. She,
See?
Well, I get a man props when he make a Menace to Society or some shit like that. Make a real movie.
Oh, please.
Make a real fucking movie.
I believe that's real. I mean, a lot of situations, especially the damn girl saying she slept with her, he made her mother, whatever. You know, it's shit like that. That's real life. I mean, that's real.
Well, yeah, that's real, but I'm just saying, just make the black man respectable in the damn movie. Because all black men don't rape.
You're right. And also, how is Menace to Society such a real movie? All black men not no dope dealing as jailbirds, as people.
But it's real.
I disagree.
Right. It's realistic to gang members and people who are out there in the streets like that, but not for everybody else.
Right.
Wait a minute now. Say that. It's realistic to who?
For people in gangs or people who are on the streets that's doing things like that,
or people that live in their life.
That live that life.
Right, because I can relate to society as well as I can relate to the other.
Hold on, Flynn. I got something I need to tell you.
Okay.
I got something I need to tell you.
Game, recognize game, and you looking kind of unfamiliar right now. Can I help you, sir?
What was that for?
I relate to Menace to Society, but also I can relate to a lot of stuff Tyler Perry has said. You know what I'm saying?
I was finna hit you with that cane line. Stop being hood.
Oh, shut up. I'm hood. I know firsthand about the hood, been in it, but you know, I'm just saying, I relate to both sides, goddammit. I never been a gangbanger, but I have proffered off gang shit. See, I put it like that. I never participated in no gang shit. I never been a vice lord or a G and shit, and I lived in Gary all my life in the project most of my life.
I'm gonna tell you like this.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
Okay, well you recognize Selena in me, nigga. I ain't no gangster. I never been a gangster. I always been a lady or something like that.
What?
She's such a fucking lady.
Y'all that damn gas station, please.
You said what?
All them bitches y'all done jumped at that gas station, please.
I ain't never jumped a bitch in my life. Is you crazy? I ain't never jumped a bitch. It probably sound like sad bitches was on her ass, but I ain't never jumped no damn body. Come on now. Don't play me like that.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
Oh, that was a tag team. That wasn't no jump shit. When I stopped, my girl got finished this shit, and vice versa. Don't do me, Zach.
I'm fucking with you,
That was real. Don't do me like that. You ain't even have to go there. You funny. But I ain't never done no damn body.
about to say, don't act like I don't remember now.
I know, and you too, damn it. Like you a good guy. But I'm just saying, we both can relate, damn it.
I'm just saying, excuse me, y'all.
Let me push mute right quick. I got some crazy kids. Hey.
You I just think the man needs to make a real move.
I'll fuck y'all up. Y'all think I'm bullshitting? I'll be the
And I ain't playing. Hello.
Look, it just went perfect.
Hello. I'm sorry. All that singing and happiness and shit. Go to sleep. No
damn.
Sleep time.
She said go to sleep with all that singing and happiness. What kind of shit? Still a kid.
I know, they don't need to be doing that shit right now. I gotta go to school. You're finna get a whooping. I'm sorry, y'all. Go ahead.
Don't put it on mute. Shit, I ain't heard your ass whooping in a long ass time. I want to hear it.
You right. Might got CPS. Somebody might work for CPS on this land. I ain't going. Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I got your back. I got your back.
And it's just the two y'all. He just right to hell. Come on back and go to sleep.
Hey.
Yeah, because
baby will
get you.
Hey, baby, ain't going nowhere.
Hey, dog. You go to sleep. You fuck around and take that mute button off. You hit some shit like this.
Yeah, they deserve to die. And I hope they burn in hell.
You like, what?
Straight up.
Damn, calm down.
I don't beat my kids.
Hey, we could talk about that.
I don't beat the babies.
How many of y'all believe in kicking your kids' ass? I believe
all
in
day
it.
Long. Hell yeah. If you hit them in the morning, they won't do shit enough for the rest of the day. I forgot today. As soon as they wake
wow.
up from school, just bink them in the head like this for later. Go to school. You'll be straight for the rest of the day. I forgot to bink them. That's why they acting a damn fool.
I don't know about all that.
I'm
you can hit me in the
right.
head in the morning. I'm still going to fuck up later on.
You ain't had my fist upside your head, so you can say that.
I don't know.
You said what now?
That's
that one more
time. Hard. Say what?
I'm going to tell you right now, man. Hey, the way I feel, I actually want to grab my daughter right now, and this is what I really want. I want to grab her by her motherfucking neck and just ask her.
You owe me some money, motherfucker?
Y'all so bad.
Hell no, but here you go.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
No, I think you should be able to. I think you should be able to raise your kids however you see fit.
I'm gonna raise mine the way I see fit.
I don't think you should get all of your business.
People can't just raise kids however you see fit. That's because you think differently. Everybody don't think like you.
No, I'm saying though, ain't nothing wrong with me whipping my child if they fucked up.
No, there ain't nothing wrong with that. Somebody might say, well, I don't feel like I should feed my kid every day, and I should leave. That's them being feeling like they're a fit parent.
Right,
everybody, but they're going to do it anyway. Everybody just can't say, I should do whatever I want to.
Well, we ain't supposed to say it out loud, but we're going to do it. You know, it is some of them out there who ain't feeding them, but shit.
It's not illegal. It's not even illegal to spank your child, as long as you don't leave no bruises or nothing like that. That's not even wrong with it.
No, but if somebody
I didn't have some bruises, and I didn't let them. That's not true. They are not going to take them unless they have bruises. I hear y'all talking the parental right.
The parental way. And for the most part, y'all right. But now tell me that the kids ain't made y'all so mad that y'all just want to look at them and just deck them and then just look at them like,
you got knocked the fuck out, man.
Come on, man. You know you be woe to. You know you be woe to.
Let's see. What up, please? I'm whipping ass, but so I won't get my ass whipped when I get older. Damn it.
Well, see, I'm going to let y'all know a little secret. think about this. Just compare. Compare this. Compare when we were being raised to the way kids are being raised now. Motherfuckers didn't shoot up the goddamn schools when we was growing up. That shit was unheard of. You had motherfuckers shooting by the school.
Well, they did when I went to school. I'm a little younger than that.
But you know what? Now, hold up. Hold up. Now, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you exactly why. That you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you why that we were scared to do a lot of shit that we did. Because, I mean, our mothers was our fathers, and you got to realize, shit, once you talk back or you said something smart, this is what you heard.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
I heard that a lot in my house. You got another motherfucking word.
My mama going to give you that love.
But you ain't shoot up the school, though, did you?
Mm-mm.
Nah, but I'm...
That's because you got your ass whooped.
But now,
You don't get your ass whooped. Huh?
These new age mothers, this, and I'm gonna tell you, and I know y'all gonna be, y'all probably feel like, okay, he wrong for this, but this, this is what these new age moms telling these little girls now.
Pussy don't tell me now.
Yeah.
I gotta turn the nigger out.
Get your gotta be.
Well, I'm gonna tell y'all what happened. They did fuck us up, okay? So, which means we fucked our kids up, and that's why they doing what they do.
Mm-mm.
Now, and it's a cycle, and it's been passed down, and that's why half of the generation on drugs or some type of shit like that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, cause I remember a couple of times that, you know what I'm saying, my mother, she was getting ready to get on my sister's ass. And I mean, I sat there and looked at her, and hey, I'm gonna give y'all one, I'm gonna tell you, I heard this a lot of times before this even came out. But I'm gonna tell you, my sister, especially when she ran away, I'm gonna tell you, this is just one of them damn things my mama said.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp's hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn our whole place. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
But that's what you need nowadays. You need that shit.
And that's something, like, I never ran away. A lot of people say, girl, I done ran away. I never had to run away. Me and my mama was always tight or whatever. She never treated me like a friend. I don't never want my mama as a friend. I always, you know, want her as a mother. And that's how we roll to this day. She's 52, I'm 32. And I don't even like talking about sex and relationships and shit with my mama. I just want her to be my mama. And, you know, shit, I never ran away. Never had to fight my mama, none of that shit. So, a lot of shit I can't relate to. I haven't, thank God, you know, shit, because my mama a mean-ass little woman. She nice, but shit, she don't play, so shit, she can give me a look, and it was a wrap. I don't like pain. That's why I ain't have to get a lot of whoopings and shit. I don't like pain.
Never,
I just stayed in my lane, shit.
Well, I
never ran away
neither.
Wait a minute. Hold up one second, dog. I don't mean to cut y'all off. But I see, and I know he ain't going to say shit, but... I got my cousin on here, Gator Lord. Hey, Gator, what's happening, dog?
What's up, cuz? What's up,
good,
cuz?
Check
calling.
It out, man. Hey, check this out, man. Hey, I'm trying to give you some free promotion, man. You got the new club opening. What's happening? Holler at me about the club.
Yeah, cuz, you know what I'm saying? I got that Platinum 144 finna open up, you know what I'm saying? It's off of 144th in Wentworth in Riverdale, Illinois. You know, we doing big things in there. It's going to be like a sports bar, you know, a club also. It'll be open up about 3 weeks.
Okay.
So that's the time for my birthday, right?
Oh, man, you know I got it laid out for you, cuz. VIP, you know what I'm saying, bottle. You know what I'm saying, that's on me, cuz. Don't trip.
All right, so now I got this archive, so if you don't do it, man, I'm going to blast your ass.
That
Platinum Club ain't shit. No,
because you ain't even got to worry about it, you know what I'm saying? As soon as you come to the door, you know what I'm saying, they already know what time it is.
Okay, All right, so that means I could just pretty much smack the security guard because it's your club, right?
Nah, man, he ain't do all that. We need money, you know what I'm saying? This ain't no, you know, just for that moment. It's long-term jeopardy, you know what I'm saying?
I understand that, cuz. I understand that. But damn, man, how many security guards have sprayed us with mace and all this shit? I mean, shit, I'm cousin the owner, so, shit, I could walk through there and tell him, hey, fix your motherfucking shirt.
Yeah. Hey, that's why we trying to do something a little different. You know what I'm saying? We ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying, run the crowd away. We trying to bring them in. Now, motherfuckers that, you know what I'm saying, look like they going to have that riff, we ain't going to let them in.
I ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to start no trouble in the crowd. I want to start trouble. I want to like, fix your motherfucking shirt. Don't make me go get the boss.
Hey, hold on. I got one of my crazy niggas on the from Hammond right here. Hold on.
What up with your pimp juice?
What's up, dude?
Shit, chilling.
How you feeling, man?
I'm alright, man. This is my first time here. Your shit on here, man. It's alright.
Oh, that's what's up, dog. Good looking, man. Y'all get in the club together, man?
Oh, yeah, I'll be fucking with you on Tuesdays and Wednesdays for shizzle.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, you heard me, dog. I'm telling you, I'm coming in the club. Hey, I'm going to love the club, but I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to have an attitude with security guards right off Burrow.
Security guards, they cool, man. They good people.
No, man. I mean, I'm just saying, man, because I done got through out a lot of clubs in my life, dog. I mean, this will be the first club I ever went to where I actually got a family member that owns the club. So now, I'm going to be able to be like, hey, tuck your motherfucking shirt in. Don't make me go get your boss.
Go in there and act a complete asshole. That's what you do.
He's telling me not to act the asshole. But, man, I mean, come on, dog.
Man, go in there and act, go donkey on them. Fuck it.
There we go, dog. Hey, I can get in there and show my ass, literally.
Yeah. he's saying about to whoop your ass himself. He coming there doing that bullshit.
Hold on, motherfucker. You didn't call myself talking about you going to whoop my ass? Hold on now, brother.
Yeah, cuz. No, I'm just saying, you come up and act crazy, man. And you know how I get when I get that oil in me. Remember the last time we was finna have that fight?
Yeah, I remember the last time we was about to have a fight and you pulled off, motherfucker. Don't go there.
Hey, but why I pull off? What I tell you before I pulled off? I ain't want to whoop your ass.
Yeah, that's what you said while you was pulling off. But when I kept telling you to get your ass out the car, you wouldn't get out the car. All you kept saying is, baby, pull off. I'll whoop your ass. Baby, pull off. But that's how you hear that.
Oh, man. I'm just calling the trip with you.
I'm just saying, man, give everybody that address again, dog.
144th and Wentworth, man. Know what I'm saying? Come check us out, Platinum 144.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, nigga, you know I'm going to be in there.
Check this out, man. We got open form tonight, man. What's on your mind, bro?
I ain't got too much of nothing on my mind, man. I got my man. He ready to talk some shit, man. He like this shit, so hold on. Yeah, man. What up?
What's up, bro? What's on your mind, dog? What you trying to get off your chest tonight?
Oh, man, there's a lot of bullshit going on. You know, I like to, some call me a pimp, you know what I mean? But I say I'm a player.
Hold on, man. You say what now?
I say some call me a pimp, but I say I'm a player.
Until, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I mean, what qualifications you got to be a player?
Man, shit, I got all the qualifications. You better,
I got
the curve. You hear me say I got that curve, boy. That one. That motherfucker, one day that motherfucker might be to the left, next day that bitch might be to the right.
You feel me? It just depends on what actions I mean.
Well, now, bro, I got to tell you, man, until I see the actuality, until I see you actually put your game down, I got to tell you, bro.
You ain't no player. Hey, man, hey, I wouldn't hesitate to slap Jesus himself if he talks shit about me and my bitches.
Man, that's good, man. You talking about slapping Jesus. Goddamn, man. So in other words, what you're saying is that once you catch one of your hoes, the first thing come out your mouth.
You owe me some money, motherfucker.
That's right.
Okay. I'm trying to get your pimp hand out, dog. I'm trying to get your pimp hand out.
Oh man, that sounds good to me. Hit it one more time.
Man, yeah. This is a fool. Okay, but now one more time, and you gonna have to produce this.
You owe me some money, motherfucker.
Oh shit. That's what I'm talking about right there. That should be a Negro spiritual right there. You owe me some money, motherfucker.
Goddamn. Now, like I said, man, until you prove it, man, I got to tell you, man.
You ain't no player. Yeah. Hey, I'm a player. All you got to do is come on down and see your boy them at that club, man. You'll see what I'm talking about.
All right, man. Now, check this out, dog. Now, I'm going to ask you this. I don't want to get in the club, man. I don't want to walk up on you and you all up in the bra's ear saying some shit like this.
I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your lover. But you got to believe in me. You got to believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
I can be your mother, your cousin, your sister, your brother, baby.
I don't want to hear them Goldie lines, dog, all right?
Hey, look, look, fam, that's going about pimping the wrong motherfucking way. That's the old pimping. The new pimping is you let a bitch do your talking for you. You feel me? I ain't got to do nothing but stand back in the club and look good. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't got to do shit.
I mean, if that's what you're saying,
I got
dog, I mean.
Go get us, bro. I ain't got to do nothing. I'll send them at them. If I see one I like, I'm sending them at them. Go get us. They going to bring her right back to me. I ain't got to say nothing because they done already told him what daddy wanted about her.
All right, now, I'm going to tell you, you send some old dog-ass looking bra my way, I'm going to have to tell you.
Shit. Hey, I don't even let them time in my stable, bro. I don't know. I can't even spell.
So, in other words, you something like a pimp.
Man, I'm a player. I'm a player, man. I ain't no pimp. I'm a player. You go to jail for being a pimp. That shit ain't legal out here. I'm a player.
Hey, bro. I feel you, man. I feel you. I hear you talking. Let me in. Hey, the doors is open, man. The doors is open.
Church.
I'm gonna let you know, us brothers at Sin City, we ain't no pimps, we ain't no players, but we do one thing, we do this well. I'm gonna tell you what we do.
I whip pussy.
Oh man, I'm calling here every Tuesday with it.
That's what we do here at Sin City, bro.
You whip pussy?
Hey,
I heard some women on the line. What the women talking about tonight?
I don't know, man. You got to speak to them.
Hey, ladies, what's going on?
We got Janine on the line now.
Y'all got who?
We got Janine on the line right now.
How you doing, Janine? Miss Janine, how you doing? You having technical difficulties or what?
Maybe your pimp skills ain't all that strong.
Hey, you know what? I should have had one of them things you got, because I had a slam for her ass then. Well, then fuck you then, bitch.
Hold on, man. Can't disrespect our people on here, now. We can't disrespect our people, dog. I got to tell you now.
Recognize the G and me, nigga.
Hey, can't disrespect my people, man. For real, that's real shit, now. Can't disrespect my people.
I have my phone on mute. So now you can take your ass on, because you ain't got to say shit to my ass anyway.
Well, I'm sorry,
guys. See, no, you can't get on there. Now, see, a true player don't get on here acting like that, man.
You know what a true player would have done in that situation? What I'm about to do right now.
What up, cuz?
Yeah, okay. And that's what the two player do, Lee, huh? Come on, man. Tell him he's fucking with the boss, now. Then, hey, ain't nothing that playground pimping on there.
Hey, man, that thing. Hey, he like the show though, man. He gonna call in, and,
He call in that week. I mean, but I'm just saying, you can't disrespect the people on here, man. Can't disrespect us.
It's all in good terms, cuz you already know. My mans, we all right, good.
Man. Well, check this out, man. Check this out. Get that address one more time, dog. I'm gonna let you go, cuz we're coming to the end of the show. So I'm gonna let you go, man. But get that address one more time, dog.
Yeah, everybody come on out to 144th and Wentworth, you know, the Platinum 144.
All right.
I like that name,
dog.
Man. I'm feeling that name.
Thanks. All right, cuz.
All right, now, man.
Yeah.
Oh, rat bastard. I'm sorry, Jadine. I know you can take up for yourself, but I don't appreciate nobody coming on our show disrespecting our people.
You okay?
Oh.
You.
Yeah, I'm okay. I don't get
nothing. I'm just saying, I don't like people coming on our show disrespecting our people. He like the goddamn.
In all honesty, he would be my bitch. Why he calling somebody a bitch?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he would fuck it with you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he would.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, whatever the case is, I mean, I don't know who he was, but you know what I'm saying. My cousin, he got a nice little club he's trying to open up, man. Hopefully, if everything go right, man, I'm going to try to do it big there for my birthday. You know what I'm saying? Trust me, everybody from Sin City, welcome to come out there. Get it in. Let's have a little fun. Hey, but check this out, y'all. I see Sunshine on here, but she act like she don't want to talk to us tonight, so I guess she just listening. I don't know what the problem is.
You want me to get a push one? You know I can get a push one.
I don't want
to
push one because he talking shit.
See? My voice alone made a push one. How you doing, Sunshine?
I'm doing good. Trying to get in this damn crazy-ass chat room y'all done got set up now.
Oh, yeah. We in here. Well, I'm in here. I'm in here solo. Oh, shit. I see. I got Big Pookie up in the chat room with me.
Big Pookie in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably smoking a blunt. Big Cookie.
I don't know. I got big boy up in there. He say, what up, though?
Yeah, what's cracking?
You ain't got a camera on? Nah. And I don't see his name on the side.
They acting for too much shit.
trying to do something new, Sunshine. Bear with us. Work with us, baby. Work with us, please.
You're doing, look, I type all day, every day. From 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., I'm typing on the damn keyboard. I want to have to keep, do I have to keep typing this shit? That's what I want to know.
You just do it one time. That's it. Just once. And then after that, all you got to do is type in your password and you go straight to the room.
Right. We just trying to weed out some of the, crazies. That's all.
Some of the illiterates. Who using my damn name?
I don't know, baby.
Janine, was you able to upload a pic?
No, I was not able to do it.
It wouldn't let you do it?
You know what? I think it's the computer I'm using. It won't let me do nothing. And I gave my computer to my daughter, so... It won't even let me get in the chat room, and because I was using somebody else's computer, so they might not have something downloaded on their computer, so I can't tell.
Or they could have one of them parental blocks that block you from getting on certain sites.
Yeah.
Okay, I see Sunshine in the chat room with me.
Now, all that typing was worth it, wasn't it?
Hell no, I don't see nobody.
Oh, you just go to my name and just click my name. Can you see me, baby?
Oh, yeah, I can see you.
Oh, okay, here we go. Hey. How you doing?
I got to see my head. If I can get my camera on, it don't want to work.
Getting feedback?
Nope.
Nah, I'm good. My end, brother.
Outstanding.
Oh, you know what? I don't even know. My volume all the way down on my computer, so I don't know because I've been using it at work.
Oh, you got to check, hover over your picture, and make sure your microphone is checked. Your little microphone will be in the top right-hand corner of your picture. If it's a little red box next to it, check that red box. Then your mic is on. Did you get all that?
Yeah, I'm trying to... Yeah, damn. Okay, there we go. Y'all can only see half of me.
Okay, because I know I was going to catch a lot of flack for what I was going to say earlier, but I ain't going to say it now.
Go ahead and talk shit.
No, I'm scared of you.
Because I'll come find your motherfucking ass. I'm up here where you at.
I ain't scared of you.
Good. I don't want you to be scared.
That was a compliment at first, but now.
Because if you're scared, you ain't going to fight. You're going to run. So I want a good fight. I got a little bit of anger and animosity I need to get off.
2517 Platinum Drive. Come find me.
You see me writing it down, don't you?
No, I can't see you. But I tell you what, if you find a Platinum Drive, you let me know. Because I just made that shit up.
Now, it is one up here.
Is it really?
I do payroll. One of my drivers used that, well, not that same address, but, yeah.
Uh-oh, y'all. Sunshine got on the red.
Oh, shit, I forget. Oh, yeah, hey, y'all have things say, no nudity. Let me cover up. I'm sorry.
Whatever.
Damn, you naked?
Hey, brother, your computer out, you're lost.
My shit'll be on in about 20 minutes. Stay naked for like the next 20 minutes. Now I'll be there because I want to see too.
No, I'm good.
My eyes have seen the light.
It's the name Sasha.
Janine, what's up, baby?
Janine, I'm muted up again. Are you hearing that one again, Janine? No, I'm not. Oh. I cannot tell a lie. That's when you get the muting us out and shit. No.
I can't understand nothing nobody's saying. What's going on?
What?
Say that again, bro.
You understand that? Y'all know what? I really got to get this out. Okay. I'm not prejudiced. My mama never raised me to be prejudiced. I don't have a prejudice bone in my body. But why in the hell, when the Somalians go to take their driver test, why are they giving them this shit in Somalia? We don't have not man fucking street signs in Somalia. Why?
You said, well, now, wait a minute. You said that when the Somalians get to take they get to take it in Somalia?
Yes. They get to take it in their language. Why? Don't none of our street signs, ain't none of our street signs in Somalia. And then they come and put in the application with us and we got to hire them. They can't understand English. I asked this man something about his address. It was not a yes or no question. It was more like a fill in the blank. This motherfucker kept saying, okay. So I just said, fuck it. I said, okay, too, and hung up. I'm sorry, I just needed to get that out because that just irked the shit out of me.
Hey, I ain't mad
at you. I don't understand it. If it's a damn emergency, because I still work in the same industry that I love, and that's working with kids with the school buses. If it's an emergency, how the fuck you gonna tell the kids to evacuate the bus if you can barely speak English? They not gonna know what the fuck you saying. Not a damn thing. Hell, I can barely understand them when they call and ask me about a damn paycheck.
I will tell you something about Somalians and the driving. When I took my daughter to go take her test, you know, we waiting in line, right? And it's a Somalian girl right next to me in the next car over. And her instructor, I guess, you know, she's taking private lessons or whatever, right? He walked up to the car. He told this girl to turn the key off. And what did he tell her? To turn the key off and do something. And she didn't even know how to fucking turn the key off, man. But getting ready to take the fucking test. The roll test. I was tripping. He turned the car off for her. He actually reached in and turned the car off for her. And she getting ready to take the roll test? Man, please. You need to hurry up and get the fuck up out of here. I hope she didn't pass. She didn't know how to fucking cut the car off.
I bet you she passed.
I thought that was fucked up. How you going to take the roll test?
I
you don't know how to cut the car off.
Look, you want to know why I say I bet you she passed? When I first came up here, I was at Cub Foods on Broadway, the hood Cub Foods that don't nobody like to go to. I'm sitting in the parking lot.
I still go to that one.
Go up there.
That is the hoodest grocery store ever. It was hood when I lived there.
Now,
I still shop
there. The hood of the store is Sobo, but okay. So I'm sitting in the parking lot. Why? The lady was parallel parked next to the corral thing where they put the buttons at.
Right.
How the hell you parallel park and you run into that damn thing? You park side by side with it.
Oh my God.
Into the damn thing. How do you do that?
No. Hell no. Was she Somali?
Yes. Yes, she was.
I would love to see her trying to parallel park in a horizontal parking spot. That shit would just make my day.
I haven't been to too many cities, mostly like Southern. This is the first city, well, the first state that I've ever been to that you have a fucking stoplight when you're getting ready to merge onto the highway. And I figured
right.
out why. These motherfuckers up here can't merge.
Well, that's why they got them up here.
They don't want to move to let you get in. Yeah, and that's so irritating to me because I, you know, I'm ready to push it and I got to stop at a fucking light.
Technically, it's supposed to keep traffic flowing. That's what they put them there for.
Keep
but people can't drive.
Keep my ass. It don't keep shit flowing. Motherfuckers be scared to move over, to scared the thing gonna be able to get back over. Then you got all these old people that the speed limit, the minimum speed limit is 40. They doing 30. I swear, y'all, highways up here gonna kill me. I'm gonna have a heart attack cursing somebody out.
You hostile about that, huh?
That just irritates the shit out of me. That's why I get my one freedom is on the highway just flying. And there's one strip that I used to go on going to work every morning. This was when I had to go to Stillwater. And it's like the speed limit is 65. Oh, my God. That is just such a beautiful road. Because you know I'm going to push at least 75, 80. Yes, that's just such a beautiful, beautiful road. I need to go on the Autobahn. I got a need for speed right now.
You're
going to
get
a ticket. All
right. No, I ain't. You're going to be hearing them sirens behind you.
Nah. But see, I know how to do it. You don't put on your, you don't slam on your fucking brakes as soon as you see a police officer. You ease your foot up off the gas and your shit don't slow down enough. I do it all the time.
Not if he's clocking you. Be clocking
you,
it's too late.
Are you not listening to what? No, it's not too late. You know why they pull you over? Because you're dumb enough to put your foot on the fucking brake. I do it all the time. I never put my foot on the brake. Never. That's what really catch they ass. When you put your foot on the brake, they're like, oh, this motherfucker know he speeds. And then don't try to slow down. Just ease your foot up off the gas. You'll be all right. Well, I can't speak for y'all, but I ain't got a ticket yet. And I'm a speed demon. I got a need for speed. That's, I just said I need to go on the Autobahn. I need to. Whew, yeah, I need to unwind. I need a nightcap. Okay, I done done it. I'm wired because I got off work late as hell. I got to work at 7 this morning. I didn't get off work till 7 tonight. So I'm a little wound up a little bit. Yeah.
Man, you did 12 hours? Can I ask you what you do?
I'm a payroll clerk, administrative assistant, accounts payable, accounts receivable.
That motherfucker got
my check right. As long as my check right, we all right. Don't come and see you for short hours.
Shit, I'm going to tell you, just like I tell all the men in there that think they're going to intimidate me, try me if you want to. Don't let the size fool you.
You just make sure my money right.
You.
You make sure my money
yeah,
right.
Okay.
You do the payroll.
Right.
I better get paid.
If your payroll is right, you get paid right. If you can't fill out your paperwork, you ain't going to get paid right. And I'm going to tell you that right off the barrel. I've been telling everybody that. If your paperwork is not right, you're not going to get paid right.
I ain't got time
to try to figure out what the hell you trying to get paid for either.
You the one supposed to pay me.
And no, I don't.
You better make sure I get paid.
Come work for me and see what the fuck happened if you don't fill out your paperwork right.
You're going to get a disgruntled employee. That's what you're going to get.
What?
You're going to get a disgruntled employee.
And that's about it. So you're going to be disgruntled, and you're going to walk the fuck off and wait till the time for your check to come, which is going to be that next Friday.
Shit. Got me twisted. You're getting my check right today. Ain't nobody leaving until I get paid.
I get paid about an hour, boo. I do not give a damn. Make me get 25. No, you don't.
I bet you ain't nobody leaving if I don't get my check.
Are you still in on the car? See, if you work for me, you driving a school bus. Once your route time ends, it don't matter how long you hang out at that terminal, you ain't on the clock.
Well, I'm driving that bus right through the goddamn door if my check ain't right.
Do what you do. Go ahead, do what you do.
I'm going to make sure everybody stays. We
that
all stand
together.
That
shit don't scare me either. That ain't my fucking building. That shit don't scare me. Your dumb ass gonna kill your damn self trying to go to a brick ass building in a bus with a windshield, biggest ever. Go ahead with your dumb ass. You gonna have bricks knocking the fuck out of you. Go right on ahead.
And I'm bringing all the kids with me. Bet I get my check now.
Don't
you gonna make sure my check right now.
Ain't none of my kids.
That's fucked up.
Ain't it?
That's
well,
fucked
I mean,
up for you to say the shit. You didn't
I was
say
just
it,
playing.
That's even more fucked up.
I was just bullshitting, man.
If I ain't finna let you come back to that terminal with kids, you getting fired on the spot anyway.
That's
right.
If you fire me. If you fire me, I get my check right then and there, right? As long as I get
my
check.
No, you get it in the mail then.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
If you fire me, you got to give me my check right then and there.
No, they don't.
That's the law. That's five times law.
You don't give a damn about no law?
That's my
law. I believe you too.
You don't care about my law.
Check right then and there. Nah.
No, you're going to give me my check. If you fire me, you're going to give me my check right there and then there. Right now.
Nah.
I want my check now.
Look at
I
y'all.
I got something in the undercarriage of my truck to say different.
I'm going to tell y'all now. Father Time got a real problem with thinking that he's supposed to take something as soon as he get it. I'm going to tell y'all. We was at a party at my grandmother's house, and he thought somebody took his leather coat.
Oh, Lord.
This motherfucker goes in there and gonna demand. Now everybody in this motherfucker got pistols. Everybody got pistols, big guns. He gonna tell him, "Hey, I ain't no motherfucker leaving here until I get my coat." Now, of course, this my man. He came with me. He gonna leave with me. So now I gotta try to calm the waters. You know what I'm saying? And anybody that know me know my father's side, they know them crazy. This motherfucker, and the whole time his coat laying on the couch.
Man, I was buzzing, dude.
I
remember that shit too, man. I was dead serious too, man.
Yeah, nigga, I damn near had to go against my family to get you out this motherfucking house. Motherfuckers waiting on him to come outside so they can shoot him.
I'm like,
ain't nobody shooting my motherfucking nigga. My grandmama told me I'm not even welcome at her house after that. I wasn't even welcome at her.
Wow.
And now, him walking down the motherfucking street. I'm looking at him, and he, dog, my coat was on the bed after all. Dog, you need to quit overreacting.
Man, it was cold outside.
Dog, your coat was right there. Had you not been so fucking drunk. I mean,
hey, man, I apologize, man. I said my bad.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Matter of fact, they didn't even give us a chance to apologize. I mean, my grandmama told me, don't you bring your punk ass back here no more. That's fucked up. But your grandmama said, you don't bring your punk ass back here no more. I mean, my grandmama even had her pistol. She wasn't going to shoot me, but she was going to shoot Father Ty dead in his ass. He ain't got guns first, but he's talking about he going to tear that motherfucking house up. Everybody in there got guns, but he going to tear the house up.
He going to tear the house up running from them bullets.
I actually remember that.
You should remember it. I damn near fought my family for you, motherfucker. You should remember it. You should never forget. So whenever you bring up that shit about Donnie, we even.
What shit about Donnie?
When I hit him in the nose.
Oh, man, you was wrong for that, dude. You was wrong for that shit, man.
Okay,
you know what type of person he was. He don't play like that.
No. Now, see, now hold on, y'all. I got to tell y'all, before we even get off of here, before they even cut us off, anybody that knew me knew that I was short. I was short and I was little. You know what I'm saying? I was skinny. He gonna bring his motherfucking cousin, who like 6'4", 6'5", to try to punk me out. Man, the part that really got me is that these motherfuckers, the one that they done taught me all these wrestling moves, him and his brother. They done taught me all these wrestling moves. How to do this, how to do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm a G-Shot artist. So, man, this big motherfucker get the wrestling. Take in mind, I'm every bit of 5'4", 5'5", at the most. This nigga like 6'4". We wrestling. Somehow, someway, I don't know, I managed to get him on the ground. And now Father Time was the referee. So I said, man, hey, I did like wrestling. I said, hey, man, he grabbed my shirt. So Father Ty looked to see if he grabbed my shirt. So I popped him one in the nose. So, hey, that nigga said, oh, my sinuses. My sinuses.
He was always soft, man. So, you know. He was sheltered, man.
All right, but come on, dog. He was like 100 pounds bigger than me, not to mention a whole, foot and a half taller than me.
Yeah, but he wasn't used to that kind of shit, man.
Shit, motherfucker, why you bring him over there?
Man, we was trying to toughen him up, man.
A open shot to the nose can't toughen him up. I don't know what can.
That motherfucker ran, man, and left me, and I got jumped, man. That fucking, you remember Taco? That motherfucker,
yeah.
him and Michael Short jumped me in Westbrook one night, man. They was jumping Donnie, and I was walking across the field, and I see his Donnie getting jumped, so I went over there to help him. This motherfucker ran and left me. He ran to the crib. He left me. Now, needless to say, they won. They got me. You know, I got no problem with that. They got me, true enough. But I got his ass after that.
Man,
I went right to his grandma's house and whipped his ass right in the living room. That motherfucker ran and left me, man. And I'm helping him. Son of a bitch. And I hope his ass listened, because I ain't never forgot that shit. I'm going to help you, and you're going to run and leave me?
Nah,
got my shit all swole up?
motherfucker.
I don't think he's ever gonna listen to our show again.
Oh yeah, the prank. Yeah, I forgot about the prank.
Yeah. We did a
prank.
Fact,
I'm gonna play that prank. I'm gonna play that prank next Tuesday. I want y'all to call in next Tuesday. I'm gonna play that prank. And I still got it.
I'm
gonna play that prank, man. Yeah, I still got it. We never played it. Because it was fucked up.
This is a prank that went totally wrong.
Totally wrong.
It was funny as hell, though.
That's funny now. It wasn't funny then.
It wasn't my auntie. It was your auntie, so.
I know, man. She was snapping. She was dogging the old girl out. That's her plan.
Yeah.
Trying to thaw some shit. That shit was funny. I'm going to play that prank. I'm going to play it next Tuesday, man. I'm going to play that motherfucker next Tuesday. Straight up. I'm going to upload that bitch tonight. I'm going to play that bitch next Tuesday. When pranks go wrong. This
right.
one, and what was that other one that went wrong? But we kind of fixed it up. Old girl with the kids. Whose prank was that?
Yolanda.
I remember one of the first ones I did. When y'all call somebody talking about they need to go to the clinic.
Oh, yeah. You remember that one, dog?
Yeah.
I had her ass going, boy. She believed everything I was saying, too. Till I said to the fucking, till I gave her the damn number. I gave her the cell phone number. I should have gave her my daddy's number.
Right.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah.
See? Pranks was a motherfucker. Hey, stay with you.
Like
Steve Harvey ain't got shit on us.
Okay.
Hey, y'all, next week we're going to call Steve Harvey showing prank his ass.
Yeah, hey, that'll be a motherfucker, wouldn't it?
With his,
y'all
will
make
know.
Him lose his religion.
That motherfucker ain't got no fake ass. He another fake ass motherfucker. He about as bad as that goddamn Tyler Perry.
Damn. Steve Harvey's kind of cool, man.
Man, fuck Steve Harvey. He a comedian. That strawberry letter shit. How the fuck y'all going to... what motherfucker in their right mind going to take a motherfucking advice from a comedian?
I like the dude. I thought he was funny as hell.
I didn't say he wasn't funny. I said he's a comedian. Now, a motherfucking psychologist, no, he's not.
Hey, he's funny as hell in Kings of Comedy.
I don't disagree with that.
He dogged his wife, though, man. He kind of played the shit out of his wife. He straight dogged her. His ex-wife, not his wife now. The one he left his ex-wife. He with the wife now.
Now he said that she got everything she thought she wanted.
He dogged her, man.
I don't know how true it is.
He took the kid and every damn thing. I saw her on one of those fucking shows. Then they hit her ass with one of those, you can't talk about the shit. I forget what they call it. Some kind of order or some shit.
Yeah.
Gag order.
Yeah, gag order.
Yeah, she was doing all the talk shows and he hit her ass with the gag order. All right, yeah, this ain't going on TV no more. Talking shit about me. Can't say shit else. You know
hey,
what I mean?
Y'all, is it me or Morgan Freeman been old forever?
Since
all his fucking
company.
Life.
Since the electric company, that motherfucker been old.
All his life, that motherfucker been old. Man, I seen an old ass movie from the 60s, that motherfucker was old as hell.
I got them, Morgan.
That motherfucker. And you know who would make me think about those? Then, remember Old Man?
Yeah.
From the project?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in there from the project.
Yeah.
That's
old
what he made me think about him being old. He looked old as hell, too.
And he had that. He had the perfect name, Old Man.
Joe
did. Yep. Old. Well,
ugly,
he really got to be about 80.
He
got
to be at least 120.
That
nigga
was
old
on that
shit.
Ancient, yes.
He just grayed early in his life.
Yeah, whatever. That
man,
nigga was
not